Our next story takes us inside an Israeli interrogation room. 30-year-old Alaa McBell went for an interview with Israeli security for a permit to travel from Gaza to the West Bank. The U.S. consulate had invited him to a conference there. But instead of getting permission to go, McBell was arrested and stunned to discover an Israeli interrogation technique that mixes Big Brother with Shakespeare. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The first clue that something was going wrong in his interview for a travel permit was the down-to-his-underwear search, says Alaa McBell.
At first, I refused to take off my pants, but the soldier said this is normal procedure. I didn't have a choice. So I said, okay.
Pants back on, McBell was questioned about his family, then about his politics. An Israeli officer said somebody told them that McBell was associated with a militant group called Islamic Jihad. At the end of the day, McBell was handcuffed, blindfolded, and taken to prison.
It was an enormous shock for me. I thought I'd be gone in half an hour. Now I didn't know when I'd be back. I thought of my kids, my wife, my parents, my future.
This was the first time McBell had been arrested, but lawyers and human rights organizations say his experience is actually pretty standard. A prison doctor weighed him. He was issued orange clothing and left alone in a small, dirty cell between interrogation sessions.
In interrogation, there is a chair so low it breaks your back. They cuff your hands to it. Your feet are cuffed, so it's very painful. And it's on a jack, so the interrogator can jerk you back and forth. Plus, behind me, an air conditioner was on, set to freezing.
No shower, no toothbrush, inedible food. After 4 or 5 days, someone joined McBell in his cell. This man seemed to be another prisoner, and he gave McBell a tip. After the Israelis take your DNA sample and fingerprints, he told McBell, they'll release you from interrogation and put you in a regular cell with other regular Palestinian prisoners. And that is just what happened. When he reached his new cell, McBell was happy.
I cried. I couldn't believe it. I was in a normal prison. The guys welcomed me. They brought me new clothes. I took a shower. They gave me coffee and a pack of cigarettes. When it was time, we prayed together.
They also warned him not to talk about his situation to anyone but the room leader. That was an older man named Abu Bahar. Abu Bahar won McBell's trust by sharing stories about mutual acquaintances in Gaza. He urged McBell to tell him everything.
He asked me, did you do any activity against Israel in the 2008 war? I told him no. I was home with my new wife, who was just pregnant. He asked me so many questions, like where do the militants launch rockets? I said, how am I supposed to know?
McBell was being fooled. Abu Bahar and all the people in that cell were collaborating with Israeli intelligence. McBell learned this 2 days later when he was summoned by an Israeli intelligence officer who repeated every detail McBell had shared with Abu Bahar. When McBell finally met a lawyer after 10 days in prison, he learned that these fake cells are a routine part of the Israeli intelligence system, and the fake prisoners are called al-Asafir, the Arabic word for the sparrows. It's sort of like a big play.
It is a play. It is a play.
Smadar Ben-Natan is an Israeli human rights and criminal defense lawyer. She says the sparrows give prisoners different rationales to get information.
You need to know what you told the authorities so we can protect people outside. The other option is we suspect that you are a collaborator. We want to know what did you do for the Palestinian people, for the Palestinian struggle, so we are sure that you are on the right side.
She says the system takes advantage of mistrust among Palestinians built up over years and despair developed over even a few days in solitary confinement. Former Israeli Colonel Yonatan Figel says it's just another version of good cop, bad cop, and results vary.
In some cases, it can be very unique and very valuable. In some cases, it's just another piece of information. There is also a difference between a need to incriminate someone so he can face trial, or you are doing intelligence gathering.
Alaa McBell told his sparrows that he had had coffee with a neighbor who was part of Islamic Jihad and that he'd played on a soccer team associated with the group. He was released without charges after almost 4 weeks in prison. Israeli security sources say they were done with the interview. Emily Harris, NPR News.
Tomorrow, becoming a sparrow. the story of one Palestinian man who worked in an Israeli prison as an informant and why he's proud of his work.